This is a piece I wrote in 2001 as a senior in high school. It's entitled Some Hip Hop Show, and I'm going to skip a little bit of the beginning. Beatbox, he yells, beatbox. An MC to the left picks up where the dead turntables left off. He starts spitting and hissing. He is alone for a second, but knows we need time to come back. An MC to the right pops his hands together over his head and scans us like a wise father. The MC to the center charges up his lungs and calls us to clapping, quote, cause they ain't no music less we making it. Hands come together. Then they come together harder. Then MCs left, right, and center are respectively spitting, clapping, and calling for us to clap harder, to bring back the thump. We try, with all we have, to tell ourselves, to tell each other, that the circuitry of our humanity can handle the power it takes to bring unity to this crowd. The music booms back on, and we cheer and try to believe that we need it.
So reading this now, you know, what are your thoughts? It's been a while since this was first published.
You know, reading it now, I think back to how I wrote it. We were instructed in a very particular type of imagistic writing in high school. And so I was just drawing very directly on a real experience that happened in Schenley Park, and trying to explain the feelings I was having then when I was probably 17. I think that I see in it a reflection of that era of how progressives thought about race, basically. There was a certain interest in an idea of a colorblind moving past some conflict. And from the vantage of now, it seems a little dated. It seems like it misses some of the legitimacy of that conflict. And reading some of the other pieces, some of the runners up that year, actually, by students who I think were Black, I am really struck by how relevant they seem to the current conversation and how they're really much more timeless than my own was.